You love it. We love it. And it's easy. We're cleaning out the sound fridge.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
The fact that it's easy is definitely a double plus. Before we get to that, I'm cleaning out my nuggets of info I've got here. I didn't know where to jam this in on the show, so I'll jam it in here. Came across this yesterday when my son asked, how many grains of sand do you think? Well, it started with, we're having steak. And he needed a pile of salt on his plate because he dips all of his food in salt. Nobody likes salt more than my son. Everything he eats, no matter what it is, he has to dip in salt. Anywho, he said, how many grains of salt do you think there are here? A billion? I said, I'm sure there's not a billion, but it's hard to know. I'm guessing several thousand. He said, how many grains of sand do you think there are on Earth? Wow. I said, I don't have any idea. And he said, Google it. So I did. There is an answer to this question. 37 grains of sand on planet Earth. Now, the number is interesting. It's 7,500,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, 1,018 grains of sand.
I'm totally lost. A shitload, in other words.
Yeah, the only reason that I even mention that
bleep
is...
Bleep that, Hanson. It's bad for the brand.
You want to bleep S-load?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I don't know.
I've mentioned this before, and the reason I'm bringing this up, the whole grains of sand thing, the how many grains of sand is just, to me, mildly interesting. But this is very interesting and has, means something. Astronomers estimate there exist roughly 10,000 stars in the universe for each grain of sand on Earth.
Stop it.
If there are 10,000 stars for each grain of sand on the Earth and around each one of those stars, 1 to 500 planets, anybody contemplating the idea that there's not life somewhere in the universe is out of their mind.
Oh, man, I wish we could get a look at it. Don't you? I mean, how crazy would that be?
That's an uncontemplatable number of stars and planets that exist in the universe. I mean, you can't even come close to wrapping your head around it.
Right. You don't know if it'd be microbes or something with tentacles or talking bears that, walk on their hands or sea creatures or all of the above.
Talking bears that walk on their hands.
Right. You just don't know.
No, you don't.
Could be anything.
That is one option.
Clowns. An entire civilization of clowns. Honk. but enough about the Washington Press Corps.
Hey, now.
Hey, everybody. So, I can't remember. What are we doing?
Cleaning out this? Oh, yeah.
Cleaning out the sandwich.
Yes. Yes.
Best jingle ever.
Why don't we start a little serious and then get away from it? One more Norm Macdonald clip. This is an interview. Well, it's self-evident what it is.
They think it's so special when everyone gets cancer and dies. It's almost like the height of narcissism to think that you're going to be so brave as to talk about it, whereas all you're doing is just garnering sympathy for yourself. How is that brave? It seems cowardly to me. It seems much braver to me. Like, I remember Richard Farnsworth was an old character actor, and he did a David Lynch movie called The Straight Story, riddled with cancer. No one knew it. His family didn't know it. He kept it from everyone. And he did what they call a stuntman's death, which is you put a shotgun in your mouth and you, with your toe, you pull the trigger. That to me is courageous. Like, you're not being a burden to your family. They know nothing about it. And then you're gone. Then if I had a specific ailment, and possibly I do, you don't know, but I would not talk about it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't agree with him, honestly, but it's an interesting point of view.
I'm fine with what he was saying just from a standpoint of you're a celebrity and publicize it into the world. But
yeah,
I think sharing it with your loved ones so they can know these are the final days, months, or years is a kind thing to do.
Yeah, he's a unique fella, and if that worked for him, if he needed that, who am I to judge? But I can't imagine that.
Although, wasn't it his brother that came forward and said he had leukemia? So maybe he was sharing it with his brother and his son and that sort of stuff, and just not with, the showbiz world, which I can fully understand why you don't feel like you need to do that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's lighten up, unless you want to discuss that more. We can do anything you want.
Everything is lighter than that.
Yeah, true that. I like the look of number one. Did we play that, Michael, during the show? I don't think we did.
No, go ahead. Here we go.
The former president put out saying this election was rigged. Now, democracy is not a football. You don't throw it around. It's more like a, I don't know, antique vase.
Way to be relatable, Gov. Democracy is not a football. It's an antique vase or a bottle of 93 Chateau Decam or orchestra seats at the Metropolitan Opera. Unless they're doing Aida, I cannot tolerate Verdi. Am I right, fellow football fans? Come on.
You know what? I forgot to remind everybody what we're doing here right now. What's
Yes.
Do you remember that picture? I just saw it the other day of Gavi and Kimberly Guilfoyle when she was married to him, stretched out in their finery, him in a tuxedo, her in a $5,000 gown in their super luxury penthouse or whatever it is, just looking like, you know, Louis XIV and Marie Antoinette or whatever Louis was, you know, rolling around in the feather bed with Marie Antoinette. It's just incredible. There's the savior of the little man. Good Lord.
Yeah, exactly. Looking very pleased with their beautiful, wealthy, powerful selves.
Just looking through the email today. You guys never do stories about talking parrots that hate cats. Clip number five as we clean out the sound fridge.
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up. Shut up.
That is a parrot arguing with a cat.
Oh, so that was a parrot talking.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just funny. Even though you said it, I didn't catch on to what was going on there because the voice was so good.
Shut the F up. I'm with the bird.
That is funny.
That is beautiful. Let's play it one more time, Michael.
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, if animals could talk, they'd be idiots.
And the cat saying, "You're in that cage telling me to shut up. Why don't you come out of the cage and say that to me?"
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You think you got a beak? You think you got talons? Come over here. Let's see. How about the... Oh, yeah. How about the clip seven?
Battleship. Milton Bradley's great game of strategy. It's loaded with action and suspense. Play it anytime, anywhere.
B4. Hit. J1. You missed. J10. Oh, it's probably Battleship.
Battleship, a game of strategy from Milton Bradley.
Battleship.
I remember that voiceover.
Sure.
That was a huge part of my childhood. It's packed with action? That's a bit of an overstatement.
Yeah, it is a game of strategy, but, you know, and they made it battleships, and you say sunk your ship and stuff like that to try to make it more exciting, but it's just a game of guessing and, yeah.
it passed the hours, though.
Oh, yeah, we still play it. I play it with my kids. What do you do? What's your best strategy? Group them all together because nobody will guess. Spread them way out.
You know, I tried to group them all together and quickly perished, as I recall. You just got to go rando.
Putting two like side by side can really throw a dent in stuff.
Yeah, but you know the problem with that strategy is the person's trying to figure out. All right, I got one hit. Do I go vertical or horizontal?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it doesn't matter. You can do anything you want because the idiot has all the ships grouped together. So they just keep. Once they find that little grouping, that's the key. If they find that little grouping,
true,
you're doomed. But it might take a very long time to do it. It's a high stakes gamble, Jack. I don't advise it. As we clean out the sound fridge.
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
How about that Frank Caliendo clip? Does this need any setup, you think, Michael?
No, it's the play-by-play of the cat. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Play-by-play of the cat.
The cat hanging at the stadium that the crowd started cheering.
That cat. Okay.
Pat, you see that up there?
Sure do.
I mean, what do you think that is?
Looks like a cat.
What do you think he's doing up there, Pat? I mean, usually a cat isn't hanging from a roof like that.
Like a cat on a hot tin roof.
That's how I'm feeling right now, Pat.
Dangling, spinning.
You ever see one of those Cirque du Soleil shows, Pat? I mean, this looks a lot like one of those right now, except it's a cat.
He's falling to the five. They caught him.
This is unreal, Pat.
He's holding him up like Simba, the Lion King.
How many lives do you think this cat's got left, Pat?
What do you mean?
I feel like he's used a bunch of them up already if he's doing stuff like this.
Wow. If you are of the right age and a sports fan, that was funny. That was really good.
To the five.
He's caught. Let's see. Anything else we ought to do? Michael, anything else you're hot to trot to
play?
You know,
number three is kind of interesting. This was a congressman that really liked milk. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
Meanwhile, today in Washington, a Senate committee held a hearing on milk prices, and one senator from Kansas was really into milk. Watch this guy.
I just want to be on record today that I think that milk is the most delicious, most nutritious drink known to mankind. I don't like 1% milk. I get so mad at my wife if she doesn't bring me some whole milk. I try to drink it for lunch every day here. Two cartons of whole milk.
His wife was like, help me. Somehow in the middle of that clip, I immediately became lactose intolerant. Later, you got a call from Mike Pence who said, I think you have a drinking problem.
Hey, now.
Hey, he's riffing as we clean out the sound fridge.
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
Yeah, it's probably enough. I'm full. Oh, do we have that Heinz?
Yeah, this is a pretty cool product. I'll play it real quick here.
All right.
Say hello to the biggest thing to happen to sauce since packets. The Heinz Packet Roller. 100% sauce extraction for 100% sauce satisfaction. Magically engineered to bring you every last drop.
Basically what this is you take, you know, those ketchup packets you get with fast food, and you're able to just slide them into this little device, and it squeezes out all the ketchup into a spout, and it just pop. That's it. You don't have to open them up. You don't have to fool with them. It's very cool.
You don't have to open them?
No. You just literally slide them in. It does the whole thing for you.
But do I have to carry this piece of machinery around with me everywhere I go?
It's a small thing, but...
I don't know why I'm thinking of Larry King right now, but... Sir, I have fingers.
I know.
Why do I need the machine? I have fingers. Do you not have fingers? Use your fingers.
The big thing is you get every little drop out. You don't have to sit there and squeeze it and, you know, fool with it. So
my hair grows.
Yeah, I got
it. By the way, something. What do you care?
I got to admit, of life challenges that need to be met with a solution, that is pretty damned far down the list.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, looks like the sound fridge is clean.
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
Put in the baking soda and call it good.
Well, I guess that's it.